Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did Oscar do anything else, Tony, or did he just, did he pass out?
Well, no. What he ended up doing is, you know how most people cut their pancakes into, like, bite-sized pieces?
Sure.
He cut them into big strips and tried to eat it like spaghetti.
Tony said, my face fell when this exchange happened. I said, we'd also love to see an example of your work, if that's possible. He said, oh, yeah. I got a little one around the office. I'll just throw it in a duffel bag and bring her in.
That's the best.
Oh, my God. Because he can't. Yeah. Carla writes, let's start a poll. When will Mike get his first ear infection? Thank you, Carla. Thank you very much.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, what a night, late December back in 63. Was it 63?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Glad to have you with us. I bring you something today that I thought would be very, very interesting because I know that we've discussed sleep habits on the show, mm-hmm. and it's always been very interesting to me how different people have different sleep patterns. And,
oh, yeah.
We're receiving verification, Mike. It was December of 1963. What a night.
WDRC, where your friends are. How you doing, everybody? Oh, what a night. What a night. I probably talked it up.
Yeah, I think that was perfect.
It's a delay up there when you play it, so that's the way that goes. Anyway, getting back to sleep.
Stop the music.
I'm very, very curious about sleep, and I'm always challenged about. I get 5 to 6 hours on average a night, probably. Maybe sometimes 7 if I'm lucky, but usually about 5 to 6. That's where I am.
And as you get older, you require less sleep.
Well, is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Well, I like to get more, and I'd like to bring in an expert to tell us how to get sleep.
Ooh.
And, it's a person that I've respected. It's a celebrity. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a celebrity. Rob knows what I'm doing. It's a celebrity. But, yes, Rob, this is so good that it actually came to the front of the show.
It's fine by me. Just so long as it gets played. That's all that matters to me.
Oscar, if you will, and I know you will, let's get some sleep information from the one, the only, the legend, Gary Busey. Let's listen to this, shall we? This is a.
I want to tell you about sleep. Sleep is a very powerful element that we are to have every night. The word nap, N-A-P, stands for not a possibility. Forget naps. Get some tapes that play ocean waves coming in.
Is that level okay, guys?
Segments of measurement where you hear them in a rhythm that is even.
Yes, and you can hear the seagulls in the background. That's Gary Busey telling us all.
Gary Busey apparently still runs his life via cassette tape because he loves referring about getting tapes. Go get a tape, Oscar.
If you see the video, this is, I'm playing the audio, obviously,
yes, of course.
The video. Gary Busey looks like he hasn't gotten a lot of sleep.
No.
And that might be because he's got eyes now that are kind of going in two separate directions.
It's, like a chameleon.
But he's got some good insights. Let's listen to this, shall we? Very good.
Sega cassette tape, a summer rainstorm in Hawaii. And you hear the rain softly passing by.
Now, Todd Moore would tell you that's white noise.
Yeah.
That's an app on your phone, a digital offering. You do not need to get your
And Busey's not off the grid because he's on YouTube.
Yeah, do you think Gary Busey kind of just has white noise going on within his body at all times? So he needs
this was
a cassette
offered
tape
by Rolling Stone. I guess Rolling Stone has a website. This is a video offered by a lot of magazines now made the pivot to digital content with videos, and he's
Busey made offered. This in exchange for what, a 6-month subscription?
I don't know. Let's listen to it.
And what I always enjoy the way he sounds like he's completely out of breath.
Yes.
Gary Busey, take it away, Gary.
It feels like it's coating your body with the spiritual essence, and you go to sleep. You go to sleep mad at somebody, don't ever do that, because you might not wake up the next morning. Let go, let it go, get away. You've heard people say, whispering, have somebody whispering to you.
You have somebody say whispering.
I didn't realize that NAP stood for not a possibility.
Not a possibility. Oh, it gets
That's
better.
That's abusivism,
it gets
right?
better. Really starts talking about letters. Let's go.
Okay. Playing a tape, somebody talking on the tape.
Yeah.
That discourages sleep because you got your mind going and your hearing going, your senses going on something that's outside of sleep, which is.
He looked seriously like somebody that would be propped up on a chair in a funhouse. He literally looks like that right now.
Even if this was set up to be what it is now, which is.
And you never know with that. Okay. You never know with Gary Busey whether it's a setup or whether they said, Gary, tell us about sleep.
Let's say it is.
Gary. Yes.
Is his appearance so terrible that it makes you think that it isn't?
It doesn't. With Gary Busey, I've always found that it doesn't really matter.
Remember, he's a wonderful actor because he gave us the Buddy Holly story. So he could be.
Did he really give us anything besides the Buddy Holly story?
No, but I think that what it did is it wet our. Yeah, that's true.
Cape Fear. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's right.
But it wet our appetite for more Busey.
Wait,
and I think
he wasn't in Cape Fear.
You know what? You're
Robert
right.
Robert De Niro was in Cape Fear.
Yeah.
That's Nick Nolte.
That's
the other crazy old actor.
And, makes Nick Nolte
The reason you and I both had a cranial cramp is because his poll had some syntax to
it.
So it
made
sense. Wait a minute. Yeah. Was he? No, he wasn't. That's another
but
crazy
Busey,
guy,
don't
Nick
they
Nolte.
Look the same right now?
They look kind of the same
Busey
right now.
Busey makes Nick Nolte look like David Niven. I mean, he's so much in better shape than Busey.
Right. Well,
let's get some.
Not a possibility.
What do we get? And it really, if you're listening to the sleep advice, it sounds as though maybe his septum was completely destroyed during the 80s with a complete and total cocaine binge. Gary Busey.
It's the person talking to you or the record you're listening to. It's all good. If it works, great. Do it.
Great. Do it.
Yeah, and that's what. I think that's one of the things that's so engaging about him. He always sounds like he's about to go off like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he can scream terrifying. At any time. Yeah.
Mm. He's terrifying. You know, I'm going to stab you in the eye. Anyway.
Sleep comes as a gift because sleeping is a gift. And when you wake up in the morning.
What?
First thing you feel, first thing you say is this is going to be a beautiful.
Can I ask a question about this? Because, you know, I study the voice and I really do. When you listen to this. You know, a lot of people make fun of me now because I got this Florida sinus thing going.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have that voice. I have a sinusy voice. I really do. But you listen to Busey and you're hearing. Would he still be a heavy smoker? Is there.
What it is, Mike, it's drainage.
Is there a chance that he'd be a heavy smoker?
Is he a drainage set man now?
No, not at all. No.
But it's not sinus. It's not sinus drainage. It's brain drainage, and it's the fluid coming from his brain.
The brain injury when he rode without a helmet.
That's right. That was post Buddy Holly story.
And then, but isn't it true that after the motorcycle accident, he kind of he did go off the deep?
Well, I would say if he didn't go off the deep end, it was certainly the beginning of another chapter.
Well, we've got 30 more seconds of this.
Okay.
If you like, and you know, please. Listening to him, I'm actually studying the impression right now. And let's listen to some more sleep advice. Do it!
Day. The beautiful thing about the word, all the words of the days, they end in a Y.
What?
And a Y is a symbol of a forked road. Whoa. One path leads to the village of truth. Uh-huh. One path leads to the village of lies. Don't look for remedies to go to sleep outside of yourself. Because you go to sleep with yourself, you wake up with yourself. Right. So why do you need somebody else explaining? Now we're going to go to sleep. Lay down, don't breathe through your nose, close your eyes, stick your fingers in your ears, and shut up. That's not going to get you to sleep. That's going to get you to watch Soupy Sales or something on TV.
Soupy Sales.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's Busey. That's Busey.
Soupy.
Right there. That,
Soupy
that,
Busey.
Dad got to say, put it in your ear.
Gary's getting weird again. Yeah, that's Gary Busey.
When he gets worked up like that, I really feel like a machete's coming out. I get very nervous.
So that was your sleep thing, and I thought that was a gift that I would give to you.
Sleep is a gift, Gary.
Do you believe that Gary could actually come up with all of this content on his own?
Well, he has been pontificating for a long time.
Busey-isms.
I should talk like Gary.
I've been pontificating for a long time.
I'm aware of that. There's like four or five episodes of Entourage. This is all he does is pontificate.
Right. And it's Busey. It's Busey being Busey.
I believe it is totally him. I don't think he has writers punching it up.
Crazy.
Yeah. Ellen and why?
I think he's wonderful, and I think he gave us what I would call a Wednesday gift on a day where I just wanted to say FSA. That's what I wanted to say.
FSA.
Florida sucks ass. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Vernon Schenck wins.
You can't say Vernon Schenck wins. He hasn't won anything.
He won the debate.
Oh,
there you go.
That's my job. Somebody has to tell the people what to think.
What? What are you talking about?
The entire purpose of a newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to feed us ideas.
You think this everybody is... in town doesn't know what to think?
I have no idea what to think.
There you go.
I'm supposed to influence public opinion. I don't opinion. Even know why you're a newspaper editor. You're a school teacher. Where are your children?
You've seen most of them come through your business.
Yeah,
they're dead.
Dead. Almost all of them are dead. The smallpox and the Ferguson twins were attacked by a rabid badger out near the lake. There was the mule incident out at the Hoskins farm, which took both Jesse, Claire, and Tula.
That was a slip and fall from the excrement?
Well, we're still piecing it together.
But all three of them break their necks?
We don't
know. Clementine.
What is this?
Clementine.
Okay, give her a moment. Give her a moment.
We've lost the election.
What is this? Are these their corpses?
Mm-hmm. Well, recently deceased. They're not corpses.
You can't take people's loved ones and stage them in tableaus for your own entertainment and then photograph them.
Look how happy they are. Look at old Mr. Walters. Ever seen a smile like that before?
Oh, God!
Vernon.
Yeah?
This is the only picture, right?
Well, I know I took about 24.
Yeah. You're as dead as those people in that photograph.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Wild Wild West, right?
Yeah, exactly. The Escape Club.
Open for, God, what's the name of the group? Wild Wild West. Oh, my God, what is the name of the group? Is it... what's the name of the group that's playing this?
This is the Escape Club.
Escape Club, Wild Wild West.
Yeah,
right.
Did you ever play this on WAVA? I don't remember.
Met the Escape Club. Met Escape Club. Met them backstage at a Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh, they're opening for Mike and the Mechanics.
I think. This is
not a bad
all
show.
Together.
Not a bad
Might
show.
Might be back in the 80s, 90s, you know, where things are kind of. Blah, 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 blah. Welcome to the show.
Every day ends in Y.
Yes. It means fork in the road. I'm the Escape Club. The Escape Club next to Subi Sales.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, where TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag. We also do occasional other features. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now.
You never know. You never know.
Well, we do. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Before I do the commercial.
Yeah.
Hi, Tony. Welcome to Wednesday. It's not anything special. We're just picking up the phone and saying hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony. Oh, that's wonderful.
It's your
birthday
was yesterday,
today?
If I'm not mistaken.
Wow. How did you know?
But thank you very much.
It was right on my Facebook page because we became friends, and I was like, I just missed his birthday.
Who's Tony?
Oh. Happy birthday.
Met him a zillion times in Vegas.
Oh, Tony! Yeah. Happy birthday, Tony!
I'm the only Asian fan of the TMOX.
Not true. Yes, Tony Lam, wonderful. Of course, the Lamb of God.
Happy birthday, Tony!
I know. I'm one of five of us.
That's right. But.
That's wonderful, Tony Lam. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I wanted to thank you all for a great weekend, as always. This time in Vegas, met so many new people and friends I met in New Orleans or previous years, and we all had a great time. I don't think there was anybody who had a bad time there.
I agree. I think it was one of the best weekends we've ever had. And I've been watching, I've been on Facebook looking at all the photos that were taken. Some great pictures. There are a couple of videos that are up there. The video I saw yesterday was Justin Schlegel embarrassing me like to no end. I don't like looking at myself when I'm embarrassed, but I was mighty embarrassed.
He was a little over the top. He was a little over the top.
He was a little over the top, but he is the funniest man. Very, very funny. Thank you, Tony. And we're glad you had a great time. And onward and upward, wait a few months and we'll let you know where we're going to be next year.
I have one more thing if you have a minute.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know if Oscar remembers the early morning pancake incident.
Oh, I heard, my friend. I heard. I was.
Is that worthy of Oscar telling the story, or Oscar, are you capable of telling the
story? Absolutely. Yes.
We'll let him tell the story when we get this commercial out of the way, Mr. Tony.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Did you want to tell the story?
I don't know if Oscar remembers it. That's the only thing.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and then we'll come back.
He might
and get
be
the,
useful for a, yeah.
can
a
I,
counterpoint.
Tony, can I put you on hold, do the commercial, and come back and talk to you?
That would be great.
Okay, I'll put you on hold, and we will come back. And did I do that right? Did I put him on hold? How come he didn't?
I'm sure he can call back.
All right, he's on hold. All right, very good. Welcome to the show, everybody. This segment of our program brought to you by Lightstream.
Yes.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit cards. I know I do. And especially after loss. And it's at a higher interest rate than you would like. That's for sure. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with auto pay. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. It's that fast.
Yep.
Lightstream believes that, and whenever you want money like this, when you want to get a loan, when you want it right now. You
it's
want
not,
to get it right because
yeah,
there's
not
something
like
that's
it,
come up.
Not like you want it a couple weeks.
You want it now. Now. Now, NRW. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, the big one, one of the nation's largest financial institutions. So you can have complete peace of mind. Lightstream is a great way to get out from under your credit card debt. I love it, and I know you will too, especially after Las Vegas. Our listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Welcome. Let's get Tony Lamb.
Tony Lamb.
Tony Lamb. Hi, Tony. Welcome back to the show. Do I have you here? No, I don't.
Tony.
Now I do. Thank you. I'll learn your phones one of these years. hi, Tony. How are you?
I am good.
What is the pancake incident as you remember it? And then we will get Oscar's denial.
Why don't I tell it? And then he can tell me what happened.
Tony, does that meet with your approval?
Do like Rashomon.
Yeah,
we'll have two versions of the same
fine.
Story.
Because he thinks I don't remember it.
All right, Oscar. Here's what I know about you.
Yes.
I know that at breakfast time Saturday morning,
yes.
I got a video, a FaceTime video from you where you were exposing your boobs and your stomach, and you were, you're going, Papa!
His tell.
Happy and fun.
And Carl and I are sitting there at breakfast. We just hit a jackpot on a slot machine and gave it all back to the casino. And so we were drunk and disgusted.
Recycling program.
Right.
Your own money.
That's right.
And it was a moment where we were both kind of tired and sad and bummed out and Vegas'd out. And you brought us great joy. That's what I remember. The next thing I got, Justin Schlegel shows me a picture of you on Saturday night where you are laid out in a booth at a restaurant.
Looking at my phone.
But the wrong side of your phone.
Yeah, other than that, I don't think I've even talked to you off air, really, about what happened.
Well,
so you can enlighten me.
I know this, that the release of Steam from Friday Night's show was drawn into the early wee hours. And
we all do that.
At one point, I felt like, and remember the Prime directive, don't go out before the shows.
After the show, Katie barred the door. What
for,
the hell?
For the first two nights, there wasn't any really going out in Vegas.
Right.
Which is weird because You're in Vegas.
It's a town that sort of craves the action from you, yes.
And absolutely. And but just, we were ready. We knew we had a concentrated amount of time to have our fun, and we took advantage. And full advantage.
So
we burned hot and bright.
I think went to bed roughly around 9:30, 10:30, who knows, in the morning, from that in Saturday morning.
Yes. A.M.
I woke up around 3:30, almost 4 o'clock, and in that window, I'm up and I'm good to go because I had pounded a liquid IV and Pedialyte all day, right?
Right.
So,
but you're probably still a bit weary. Because
I am a little weary, right? But you're
four hours of sleep when you're mainlining alcohol is not a really good way to go. You're going quickly.
You're just like, you got to move. I had to get to the theater. I had to get the lights back to the place and load them up in Paulie's car and this whole thing.
Oh, Broadway.
By the way, it should be mentioned for all of you that went to Las Vegas that Oscar did a really, really great job staging the set that we had, which was just. I got so many compliments on that, and so you had that was a lot of legwork getting those big pieces up on that stage,
even sourcing them, right?
That stage, sorry, and it looked great. So you had to bring.
Know
it back.
That the entire set design happened during my flight on Thursday because you have to power your phone down while you're on a plane. And when I landed in McCarran, I turned my phone on and it said, "Bing, bing, bing," and I had 72 texts from Oscar about letters and light up dice and spinning
wheels. It was all last minute, and it was. I mean, I went into and I. Saw
it's gorgeous,
and then he brings these giant dice on stage, and that's perfect. It was really
no detail was spared. Oscar pulls me aside about 3 hours before curtain and says, "There's six dice on stage, and they're showing mostly threes and fours. Is that okay?" I said, "It really doesn't matter what number the dice show,
but it looked great.
It looked great.
It worked out.
Yeah, right. Exactly."
During that time, my lovely wife said, "You never got me my pancakes." And I said, "Pancakes?"
Roughly what time did she say this?
This is afternoon as I'm running out the door.
Okay,
right?
All right.
Just kind of teasing me. And I was like, "All right. Well, I'm going to go work now. Enjoy your afternoon." And I walk out. I was like, pancakes. And then I get a card from Robin Ferguson, which is very sweet and signed by a ton
P1
of listeners.
Listener, yes. Very, very popular listener with our group.
And it has in one of the drawings, it has a pancake, a guy eating a pancake and the fork not hitting his mouth. So I, like anybody else, want to know, all right, well, let's figure out what happened.
What's all this then?
I don't remember
so
eating
she
pancakes.
Sends you a characterization.
I see a characterization.
Something that maybe you have done.
Any point, are pieces connecting at this point?
Some are, but it's still spotty. It's a memento, right? It's still spotty.
All out of order.
And later on, and this is how I know, Tony, it says later on after the trip, I was like, "Hey, Robin, what's the story here?" And she told me. That's how I know what happened.
That you and so Tony, would you like to tell? Were you there? Were you a witness to the pancake incident?
I was right next to Oscar as the pancake incident occurred.
Did I buy you pancakes?
You bought me breakfast.
Okay.
Though I told you didn't have to.
Yeah, I think I bought a lot of
don't
breakfast.
Your American Express bill.
Saw that on my Amex. I was like,
was Oscar in the mood where everybody got breakfast, even if they didn't want breakfast?
He was trying to get people Bloody Marys or breakfast or both.
Hey, I think that's a good host.
It's a marvelous host, but it's also another one of your tells.
Yes.
Tony, take it away. I'd like to hear from you.
Okay, so I think Oscar does have it wrong because it was actually post-show. This was Friday night, Saturday morning. So I got up I actually slept, so I was sober. Got up at 7, came downstairs.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter
just
with
me? Let him tell the story, Rob.
But this is post-show.
I saw Dirk, great P1 Dirk Bastrick, and Oscar and a bunch of other people at the Freedom Beat Bar.
That's the restaurant / bar that's near our hotel.
I think the only one that's in the hotel.
I think it's the only one.
Yeah. You know that's what else? It's eats. Casino adjacent.
It's casino adjacent, and I found it to be a pretty decent little joint.
Great burgers.
Good food.
Great burgers, yeah.
By the way, Rob's dad is still there.
Yeah, he is.
Eating 3 squares a day. He's eating all of his meals. He's taking all his meals. He said he'll take all of his meals all the way up to Christmas.
He forwarded his mail.
Right, exactly. So you, let me paint the picture a little bit here, and then I, because I tell Rob not to interrupt, and then I interrupt, but I want to set the table here. Mm-hmm. I understand what's happening, Tony. You get some sleep after the show. You're responsible. You go to bed, but you get up early, and then you come downstairs, but everybody, including our whole crew, we're still, Rob, were you still up at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I hit the pillow at about 7, between 6:30 and 7, I think.
You're more responsible than I was. I lapped you by like 3 hours. Ugh. And I'm going to tell you.
And I couldn't. I had reached my critical mass. I couldn't do it.
Saturday morning in a Las Vegas environment with people that are partying, there is a very, very significant chance you're going to bump into people from the night before as you're getting up.
And I've done it before.
Oh, there is a huge Venn diagram. The overlap is people getting up and people that are just leaving, and there's that really awkward mm-hmm. moment when you
so
see
you
someone who's still
Oscar
in a suit
and you've awakened and you are going to the restaurant.
Yeah, so I was gonna get some breakfast there, so I just joined them. I got a breakfast beer, so which Oscar eventually paid for.
Yes,
that's great. That's right. And what did Oscar do?
Okay, but anyways, after some conversation, Shannon kept calling him, asking him to get her some pancakes. And he kept telling her to come downstairs. We're just downstairs. Just come downstairs.
So she was calling him on his mobile phone, and he was answering, but then being rude once he answered.
Shannon sounds like she did what my wife did, and my wife bailed on me and went to bed, and it sounds like Shannon did the same thing. Mm-hmm. These are brilliant women with great judgment. They know when to extricate themselves from their husbands, and they do that.
That's
so
the
Shannon
opposite of my dad and his wife.
Yes,
Kathy Spiewak.
Yeah. Yes, Kathy Spiewak hangs all night long.
I spoke to her last evening. She's totally recovered from Friday.
Oh, that's delightful. Yes, that's how long it took.
It only took 4 days.
So what happens then, Tony?
Okay, so finally he orders pancakes, except he ordered them for there instead of to go upstairs to Shannon, and we kept trying to convince the bartender, me, Robin, and Ben Ramsey, I think it was, tried to convince the bartender to put it in a box to go, but because Oscar was paying, the bartender listened to Oscar.
I like that. And,
Tony, I know you're probably not a noted mimic like Mike O'Mara, but is there a way you could approximate the way Oscar ordered the pancakes? Because I'm thinking, it doesn't have to be a voice accurate, but I'm looking more for tone, the tone that he took.
How did Oscar sound, Tony?
It was, just get me some pancakes. Here. I want it here. He can come downstairs.
I just wanted my wife to come join us for pancakes.
That's all you want.
How loaded was Oscar at this point, Tony?
Well, during the course of the 2 hours or so I sat with him for breakfast, he probably went through 3 Jack and Diets and who knows how many before that.
Mm. You're an animal. You're an animal.
A breakfast Jack and Diet. A breakfast Jack and
Diet. Tony, I want to thank you for clarifying, what breakfast did you get? Because my tab was pretty hefty.
The pastrami hash.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
The pastrami hash at 7 o'clock. There's nothing like There's
the food
like
was fantastic.
And the food in that restaurant was great. It was good. Did Oscar do anything else, Tony? Or did he just, did he pass out?
Well, no. What he ended up doing is, you know how most people cut their pancakes into like bite-sized pieces.
Sure.
He cut them into big strips and tried to eat it like spaghetti.
Seemed most efficient at that time.
There we go.
And he probably shouldn't have had a knife anyway. Mm.
And the best part is, and unfortunately, since we're not seeing each other, it might be a little bit hard, but I'll try to describe it as best as possible. At one point, I watched him try to take a big, like, strip of pancake. It went toward his mouth, missed, and then just basically fell on the floor over his shoulder.
Wow, he missed it by that much. He didn't even hit the uprights.
Cleared my suit.
Oh, God.
I have to know, were the pancakes, were they buttered and syruped, or were they just pancakes dry?
Yes, somehow he didn't get any of it on his shirt.
Neat like that.
Yeah, he is very tidy.
Neat like that. I, too, in the wee hours of the morning, shortly after you called, we were at, I don't know how we ended up on the strip, but we were at the Bellagio, and we ordered pancakes as well. We didn't order. We went to a buffet, and I had pancakes.
Pancakes.
And let me explain. When you've had an evening where you're not only downloading from the show, and you're not only having some adult beverages, which were intense, followed by mellow, which means, in my case, the brown liquor to the beer
right.
That were just in my hand all night, provided by many of our incredible listeners.
So it was almost generous. Like we were followed by fairies that would just make beers were appearing. It was
stunning.
Marvelous.
It was stunning. And then at the end of that, if you have a pancake, any kind of pancake, any kind of batter based,
if you give
food,
a podcaster a pancake
after that kind of evening when we worked really hard to put on a great show, yes, and then we've been drinking and we've gotten like 1.5 hours of sleep, you give a podcaster a pancake. And that's what's going to happen.
It's over.
Carla was at a slot machine, and she says, Mike. And I am sitting next to her at one of those little bench seat slot machines,
yeah,
and I'm snoring. I'm completely out. And that was how the day
were
ended.
You still
but Tony,
feeling,
yes.
Were you still feeling the Bisquick when I stopped by your room at about 1 o'clock on Saturday?
Yeah, of course. I was still feeling the Bisquick when I shook hands with Justin Slagle at 8 o'clock at night. I was still feeling the Bisquick when I was staggering to row 38 on my airplane, on my poop-smelling airplane. I'm still feeling the Bisquick right now. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate the support, my friend.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tony.
Great guy.
That's Tony, and it's Wednesday. We didn't say it was Wide Open Wednesday, but people are calling, and we have to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Muhammad with Mo's stock tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he has called. Let's find out what's going on, and then we have to break. Muhammad, what is your tip for today?
Apple.
Thank you very much.
This has been Mo's stock tip.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you very much. It was wonderful. You know, I was planning to ask Oscar about that, and I'm glad you got to bed at 7 o'clock. You did 9:30, and then you did 7 o'clock tonight. You are the most responsible of the three of us.
Yeah, Rob Spurek, but it didn't stop
gets
me.
The award.
It didn't stop me from showing up to the murder mystery, sweating and shaking, because I was still feeling the night before.
Did you go out Saturday night?
No, I did not, as a matter of fact.
I didn't either.
And at the behest of my father, he said, I'll do something if you do something. I said, great, I'll text you. And I got to my room and I said, let's all save money, let's go to bed. And the smartest thing I did all weekend, pack before I went to bed on Saturday night.
Fantastic. Smart. That's it. You know, that's so responsible. I didn't. Anyway, let's...
but I will say, before we button this up, when I did wake and speak to you on Saturday, I had to do something to try to make the sweating and shaking stop. So I went out to Fremont Street and got myself some tacos and 2 beers. And guess what it did? It made it worse.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't
tacos.
Know. Tacos. Oh, they were delicious. Geez. I was still tasting them on Sunday.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't top that with pastrami hash. We'll take a break. God.
It's called the Tony.
They try to kill you in Las Vegas. We'll take a break. Come back with I have a hearing aid update. I have a hearing aid update. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You ask,
plug it,
and we listen.
There she
now
is.
You can listen on Spotify. Maddie. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Blackjack winner, Maddie.
Calm down, Rob. Welcome back to the... Rob's like still in the elevator in Las Vegas. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me do this commercial with a little song.
Okay. Hello, my honey. Hello, my daddy. Hello, my ragtime girl. Alex Pappas, the ding-dong daddy.
Sorry. We're still goofy tired. Alex Papp is the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him.
Yeah.
Sorry we missed you in Vegas, Alex. Well, hopefully there will be many more opportunities. Mm-hmm. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. See what Papp has on tap. That's the Papp rap. Papp. That's no crap.
Shock jock.
Zap with Pat.
I have
Don't
nothing.
Take a nap. What?
I have nothing more for you. You're getting them all.
Alexander makes it easy from finding your perfect home. I might be a little sleep deprived today.
No.
To writing an aggressive offer. I didn't stay up all night watching election results. I didn't. I really didn't.
Congrats to your great state, Mike.
I went to bed at 11. Anyway, this is about Alex Papp, not about Mike's sleeping habits. He writes an aggressive offer. He works with the home inspections, and he'll find you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated a 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes. Call Alex today on his personal cell, 916-276-2129. He's licensed in the entire state, and he focuses on NorCal. Shut your yap and clap for Papp. Stop running. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE-019-86031. Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Papp. Thank you.
Hey, Alex Papp.
Good guy. So, Carla, after I was talking about the fact that I couldn't fit those hearing aids in my ear and they were upside down, I'm an idiot, okay? Because I don't listen. If you're talking to me, and if I'm worse than the president. If you're talking to me for more than 40 minutes, which this guy was, and I will start to drift off. It's just too
he
much
should
information.
Know if you're in for hearing aids, you're not going to be able to hear what he says.
The best way I can describe this, I could hear everything he was saying.
Okay.
But he was just giving me
he
information.
He zoned out.
I understand.
You two know this. Yeah. Oscar knows it more than anybody. You know what I'm like on a television, on a telephone conversation?
Oh, yeah.
That goes a little long when there's a little
long
information.
Long is, by the way, long is like maybe 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 12 minutes is a lifetime. And he is going on and he's going on. And so at the end, he said, make sure the vent stays on. And he said, bottom. And I heard top. And so when I got him, I'm sitting there and I'm tired and I got a migraine while I was sitting there with him.
Yes.
And I'm putting them in. I said, they're supposed to go on top. And Carlos says, well, they look great with it on the bottom. He said, no, they're supposed to go on top.
What was the disconnect? Because we even saw yesterday that it contoured your ear perfectly.
The disconnect is I don't listen well. I don't pay attention, and I don't. And if you give me information, this is why I barely graduated from the American University, because if you deluge me with lots of info, just constant info, droning on, prattling on, and he's not prattling on. My buddy over there did a very nice job. He's very professional, but
is he a first name guy or a doctor name guy?
I don't know. Like when you talk to him, first name.
We see that he's friendly and good.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. And so,
here
he is, you know,
Jerry the hearing aids guy.
Jerry the hearing aids guy. He's a nice guy. He was a nice guy.
How did you find out?
Carla went to the box store and went into the talked to my guy. Initiative to find out if I was doing it the right way. And he said, that is the correct way. She was right. Mm. She actually wanted to be, let's not give Carla too much credit here, because she ultimately wanted to be proven right, which she was.
Oh, and they'll go to the end of the earth to do that, won't they?
Right. Mm-hmm. So last night when I was watching election results, I went from the election results. Well, this is Wolf Blitzer before Mike puts his hearing aids in. Hold on. Welcome back, everyone. This is Wolf Blitzer, and we're here with the thing to. And now here's Wolf Blitzer with the hearing aids in.
We're checking our results right now, and now we're seeing that these are results coming in from Pennsylvania like that. Now I've got to redo my EQ. I'm not doing this bit anymore. I'm not going to do this bit.
Is it a noticeable difference right away as soon as you pop them in and you're watching
TV? It's higher because you lose.
My
hearing
middle,
loss
yeah.
is higher end. You hear what appears to be tinny. It sounds tinny, mm-hmm. and then you get used to it, and then you, I it's okay. They're okay. Am I walking around going, oh, I'm stunned that I can pick up that? No, I'm not. I wear headphones. I hear you guys fine. I watch television. I watch it at a higher level than Carla wants me to, and I hear that fine.
Are you watching television with headphones still, like Bob Hope?
Well, I do when I go to bed. I do when I go to bed because I don't want to wake Carla up. And Carla sleeps from 7 p.m. till 11 the next morning. No,
of course.
I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Unless
she gets
there's
a lot more
pee
sleep
under
than
the
I
mattress.
Do. Yes. She somehow heard the election results in Florida after she'd gone to bed. And I, you know, all I heard from, you know, I say, our projection from Florida. And you hear, oh, no. And then she went,
almost
back to
like
sleep.
Rain Man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was very, very invested in the governor's race here in Florida.
Yeah.
But I told her, don't worry. Maybe he's a great guy. anyway, so that was last night. And
congratulations to all the felons in Florida.
Well, I voted for that. I voted for to have give felons after they've paid their debt to
exactly.
society.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I were discussing before the show, what better state for that?
Yeah.
Than
it's
to
actually
allow
very
felons the right to
thinking.
Vote.
But, yes. But do you know what the root of that argument is?
What's that?
It's the idea that if somebody, okay, let's say worst case scenario, that if somebody gets a felony when they're 18
right.
or 20.
Mm-hmm.
They are marked by that for their entire life. They could go and practice or become or end up turning their lives around.
Right.
Completely turning and still not be allowed. So I'm totally for it. I'm like for it, all the way.
It makes sense. It does make sense. I thought it was sort of ironic or unexpected, perhaps is the better word, that of all the states, Florida would be the first. But then perhaps Florida has the most need for felon legislation.
You know, who knows, but there were tons. I don't know how you guys...
But that disenfranchises the entire socioeconomic group.
That's true.
I think so. I think it was fair, and it won overwhelmingly. Yeah. It was one of those nonpartisan issues, and that's what it was. But, you know, with the hearing thing, she's right, and he has told me, and I didn't go into detail about the hearing aids because it wasn't all that funny.
Right.
But he said, I'll be with you for about a month's time. He said 4 months. They're going to ramp me up a little bit. On these hearing aids. I get the distinct impression
you're going to be like Jamie Summers in The Bionic Woman. You're going to hear everything.
My idea about these little devices is that if I'm in a crowded restaurant or I'm going to a social event where people, I don't like being like, for example, if it didn't happen this weekend because we didn't do one of the meet and greets where we go into a room
right.
and everybody is surrounding us. It was kind of in the theater. People could come up to me individually, but I still do a lot of what? How's that? What? How's that? And that's where I want them. But primarily, if I'm watching, I'll give you a great example. If I'm sitting down to watch Game of Thrones, I want to be able to get the dialogue without yes. having Carla say, my God in hell, turn that down. And turn it down. So that's it. So I want to use
it. Do you think it'll help you with some of your traditional quiet talking shows like Handmaid's Tale? Or do you think they're still going to be doomed?
If it doesn't, I'll be really, really bummed out. That's the reason. I'll probably bring them. I might even bring them to. No, I probably won't bring them to a movie theater because movie theaters are almost too loud for me. But I will have them.
I look forward to your first time at a restaurant because, you know, Carla's voice is probably right in your fuzzy range and your daughter's as well. And when you're in a restaurant with all that din and it's a big room, that's where it's going to make a difference. That's where my dad feels it. Yeah. Yeah.
I will take them, but this is how I want to use them, and I don't think this is the way the people that are helping me want me to use them. I want to use them where they're in for a special occasion, out, in, out.
Well, they want you to wear them all the time.
They want them and I don't want, because I think if I have them in all the time, then it will be a situation where when I don't have them,
you won't hear a thing.
It'll be just like...
Everyone's going to sound like Gary Busey to me.
And you know who's behind that is Big Battery.
Big Battery, probably. Yeah. That's the way they do it.
I have already, folks.
I may be wrong.
Is it a wow factor? No, it's not.
I may be wrong, but you said that there's an app for these guys, right?
Really?
Haven't downloaded the app yet.
Okay.
I'm using the three settings.
Maybe you can get Sirius Satellite Radio on there.
Yeah. Or ESPN.
Or the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. I'm doing the thing you used to do with that store. See, I'm doing that right. Or maybe I can get Macy's.com or Target.com or Walmart.com.
You're not understanding me. I'm saying, can you do more than just hear?
Yeah, can it be used like wireless headphones?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it can.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Awesome. Now, but right now, there's like an external button for adjusting your volume on them. Like if you were to put your finger in your ear?
I'm thinking now if I like was out on the golf course and I knew I was going to be playing with a guy that I really didn't like hanging with.
What I'm saying.
I just put some tunage on.
Even better.
Tune him out.
Guess who's about to be the greatest spelling bee contestant ever? Because I'm backstage going
All right, you're turning it into a movie plot. All right,
I know it's going to be great.
That's
Or you can speak fluent Spanish.
Did someone leave some crystal meth in your glove compartment today? What is what? Are the meds like kicking in or something? What
is
wrong
with you? I see
where
he's going with this. You could be a translator.
Yes, exactly.
Like you're at the UN and you've got those earbuds in.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to give him a sedative, but we're just going to let him talk. All right. It's all Rob all the time from commercials.
No.
I want to hear about Las Vegas and everything and how your wife reacted to your trip and I want it all, Rob. Give us all.
You shall have it all.
I want it all when we come back because we really didn't hear about you and your Las Vegas moments, which were all sweet and fuzzy, unlike Oscar and I, you know, who behaved like late stage alcoholics. Very good. Oh, hold on. Mrs. O'Mara is.
Stop the music.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right.
A note. A note has been passed.
Carla. Just before we go to spots, yeah. Carla writes, let's start a poll. When will Mike get his first ear infection? Thank you, Carla. Thank you very much. Support from all corners. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Bonus Show. A weekly flight into the shadowy world of a show that should not exist. Mike O'Mara. A forever young loner, except for working with Rob, Oscar, Pony, and a bunch of interns. On a mission to champion the helpless and innocent in a world of podcasters that operate above the law. Hit Turbo Boost at MikeOmeraShow.com and be Mike's kit. Buy the Bonus Show.
Thank you very much. That promo done by the whitest man in America.
Ah, Robert Wood.
Robert White Wood.
I'm a white guy.
The Knight Foundation.
I can't be any whiter.
Whiter.
I'm white, white, white.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Grove.
Yeah.
Grove Collaborative is changing the world for the better. Did you know 94,000 trees are cut down in the U.S.? In the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. To make toilet paper and paper towels. In the United States, probably a lot of them come from the state that I love, the great state of Maine, because they're constantly on the roads right up there, and that's what they use them for, paper towels, and that's not cool. Stop paying to cut down trees. Try Seedling. Let me tell you what it is. Seedling is 100% tree-free paper products made from bamboo and sugarcane. It's a practical solution to one of the world's big environmental problems, deforestation.
Yes.
It's not like the movie with Tom Hanks.
No.
Right? That's really just stripping the trees, and that's bad for the environment, makes the world get warmer, all the bad things. Grove is our one-stop shop for household, pet, and personal care staples. Plus, our life is easier and cheaper when we shop with Grove. I love Grove. What a cool company. So proud to be associated with them. With price matching and a 100% happiness guarantee, I know that I am getting the best deal. Grove even beats other online retailers. Ever since I took my first shipment of Grove, I swear to you, my house smells and feels cleaner. I love it. The cleaning products we use in the O'Mara household are spectacular. If you haven't already tried Grove, you need to shop today before this deal runs out. For a limited time, my listeners who sign up get an amazing free 30-day supply of Seedling. That's Grove's tree-free paper towels, toilet paper, and tissues, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at Grove. Listen to this website, please. That's grove.co/TMOS. Remember, that's grove.co, not .com, grove.co/TMOS. And we thank you at Grove. All right, you.
Yes, you.
You spent, a lot of time there. You were in your tuxedo. There's an amazing picture of you and I. We always seem to get a photo, you and I, of one of these shows. And there's one, Oscar, where Rob and I are walking over to the theater, and it's just us waiting to cross the street in our big fat man jackets.
Perfect square coats.
Perfect shot in the wild.
Perfect SpongeBob SquarePants jackets as we're getting ready to cross the street. But, you are plugged in. You have your mobbers and, I think we all do really well. Oscar coaches me when I get out to the places we are to say, Mike, let me talk to you for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, listen, these are nice, nice people. Can you be nice to them? and so he gives me a pep talk, and it works because I it reminds me not to come into any environment and be, especially pre-show. Post-show, Oscar doesn't have to worry about
it. Right.
Post-show, I'm la, 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 la. Pre-show, I'm just like, it's just like, Mike, what? That's the way that goes. But you, Rob Spiewak, are affable, joyous, and happy all the time.
Right.
At least when you're outside
most of
your
the time,
own
yeah.
home.
And I it started actually with my my flight to Vegas, and due to lucky planning and a little bit of advance work, I sat next to Eric Zoolander on the flight out. And you have complimented me, Mike, that I'm fun to travel with. Well, mm-hmm. Eric is just as fun. He is a great guy. He had free drink coupons that had expired, and I said, "Don't worry, we'll get them past the flight attendant," and we did. And then there we And it was just, it was a very, very, it was a fun flight where we got, we were even able to get two more vodkas after they closed down the service because we sweet talked the flight attendant. She loved us. However, there was a great moment when we were getting ready. We were flying out of Dulles to Vegas. We're on United.
Got a long flight. And you know what? What a great, I mean, what a great way to spend some
time.
Zoo
is a good guy.
The best. And also he takes up no room. So the fact that he was in a middle seat meant nothing. It was like sitting next to a Slim Jim. It was perfect.
Lovely kid. Absolutely. And I still, and I know he's a grown man now, probably more successful than all of us, but I'll tell you, I still love him. I love him and I call him a kid. He's a good kid. He really is.
So we're sitting there and in the row in front of us and to the left. So like up one and over.
More detail than I could ever even need. I don't care where you're sitting.
Well,
I don't
you, just know. So
I,
you know, the,
I, you just explained something. Not to give you a hard time, but I can't
understand. Well, you're not giving me a hard time at all.
I'm not. This is like when I was getting the hearing aids. I don't know. We're up on row C with behind the thing. You're in a plane.
I'm just saying that in a seat very close to us, we're getting ready for the final. Do your seatbelt. Put up your tray table. We're getting ready to depart. And there's a guy standing there, and there's a little bit of talking. Nothing heated yet, but there's some talking between a gentleman and a lady and another guy. And then the flight attendant gets on the microphone and says, "We're prepared to pull away from the gate if everyone would please be seated," because it's very pointed announcement. Crabby, this lady was. And the guy, now the words are getting a little more loud and a little more heated. And
why
I realized,
is this guy standing? Because he's just chatting with somebody?
Well, I thought that, and then I start hearing the guy that's standing. There's a younger guy and obviously a couple as I start watching what's going on with these folks. And the younger guy has a Russian accent. Hmm. So I'm pretty sure that we're in trouble. And the couple looks like they might be Grateful Dead fans of the past or maybe bikers. But there's obviously some sort of conflict.
Are they the Russian people?
No, the Russian guy is the younger guy.
Who's standing up?
The Russian guy is standing up. The other two,
Russian guy or a younger guy?
He's a younger Russian guy. Mike, they have people of all age in that country.
All right, so there's a guy, is he young or what do you want to go with? Is he a Russian or is he young?
He's a young Russian guy.
He's a young Russian.
It's the smaller of the nesting dolls.
Yes.
He's a young Russian, and he's talking to a couple that look like bikers.
Yeah, and they're getting...
That's all I need.
And
I need
the conversation is getting...
I watched election results last night, so I got it now. There's a guy that's a young Russian talking to two bikers, and they're about to pull back.
Was he a white Russian?
He was a white Russian, and delicious.
Making sure.
So, right, louder and louder, louder enough that I can hear over the din of the plane engine that he has an accent like this, and he's saying, the seat is my seat, my seat. So the flight attendant, after she made the pointed announcement, finally comes back and says, "Is there a problem here, sir?" And the biker guy, the older guy, says,
"Who's sitting?"
Right. Well, he stands once the flight attendant comes. Because he's talking to her.
Why are they standing? I thought the plane's about to push back.
They are. This is the problem. This is the urgency. They should not be standing.
Is the young Russian still standing?
Yes, he's standing in the aisle. And the other guy's standing, like, you know, close to the aisle. And like you would stand when you're ready to deplane. And he says, "Ma'am," this is the biker, the older gentleman, says, "Ma'am, we paid for all three of these seats for me and my wife. We want all three of these seats. We bought the row. And this gentleman is trying to sit here." And... the Russian guy holds up a ticket as if to say, you know, "I have a seat here as well." And this was my favorite moment. The flight attendant says to the Russian guy, "Sir, what is your name?" And he says, "14B.
So let me see if I've got this straight. The biker people were talking to the young Russian because they were friendly, which it sounded like from
your
description.
That's how it started. It started like it looked like it might have been friendly, but then it was getting heated.
It was a conflict. And let me guess that the level of self-absorption of this couple is they are so self-absorbed and selfish that they bought three seats for two people, not fat enough to justify that. Right,
and so it goes back and forth. He produces a paper and it looks like there was some sort of ticketing mix-up, but they did have their tickets as well that said A, B, and C. Ooh. So the flight attendant finally says to the Russian guy, "I have another seat for you. I hope you don't mind. It's 39F.
Oh, wow. The back, the fart seat.
The really, you're basically seated in
the
lavatory.
That's the last row. Yes. That's the last row, and you smell everybody's turds, especially on a coast-to-coast flight, basically, which is what, you know, Dallas to Vegas really is.
When she said 39, row 39, Zoo looked at me and said, "39? Is that seat a thing?"
Did the guy get pissed?
He said, okay, I will sit in 39. I understand. I will sit in 39. He was not happy, but he went back.
Were they dicks?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that pissed me off. For the whole flight across the country, they still sat next to each other. They didn't use the ability of the fact they had the middle seat.
Just didn't want another human being next
Exactly. So, yeah, they were dicks.
Maybe they were like perverts.
Maybe. Well, maybe they're perverts. They should have the Russian guy with them.
Oh, that's true.
For some hot Russian sex. Oh, Mike, speaking of perverts, I wanted to tell you this as well.
Yes.
I spoke to the Manassas sex doll manufacturer.
What?
The guy we were talking about on the show yesterday?
He returned my call, and he will be joining us on this week's bonus show.
Oh, my God. Is he bringing one?
That's the funny thing. And this is a Pony actually was in the studio with me when the call came in. And I said, do I want to take this call now? Because it's a Manassas sex doll manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it. And Pony said, my face fell when this exchange happened. I said, we'd also love to see an example of your work if that's possible. He said, oh, yeah, I got a little one around the office. I'll just throw it in a duffel bag and bring her in.
Oh, my God.
Because he can't show up without the big...
No.
A little one. A little one. What does that mean?
Well, he said, I believe the quote was, I have a little one laying around the shop. I'll throw her in a duffel bag and bring her on
in. Now, when he said little one, let me... Because Oscar and I reacted the same way.
As did I.
When he said little one, does it...
What's little?
I'm thinking little person.
No, it can't be that.
No, of course you are, you perv. Yeah. Of course that's exactly where you went with
it. I'm going to hope... And you better figure this out because we're not doing it otherwise.
Right.
Now, this is just a scale size that he takes to trade shows or something.
Well, I don't even think it's a scale size. I think it just might be. I mean, women are there coming all sizes, say 5'1", 6'2". I'm just thinking this is not a 6'2" statuesque island beauty.
You know what all I care about is that we're going to bring the dude in on the bonus show this week. We're going to have him sitting in there and we'll have the big reveal.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
make
exactly.
sure when he brings it in, I don't want him taking it out of the duffel bag.
There will be strict.
Make sure that is revealed on the air. Mm-hmm. I'll have 1,000 questions for him. I'll have 1,000 how he got into the business, what the key is to the business, and it's going to be.
And
by the way,
where he got the duffel bag
for you bonus show subscribers. All right, this is going to be probably a bit of an X-rated exchange, and I'm warning you in advance that if you are a subscriber, you might want to crank this one up.
I don't think X-rated is the right. I think it's what it is going to be. NC-17 with an informative bent, because really you're not out with you're not going to appeal to people's prurient interests. You're just trying to inform. It'll be more like a documentary, an adult documentary.
All right, very good. I'm looking forward to it. And I just got a text from Chris Freitz, my political persuasion.
How's he doing,
host?
Same here.
He's doing fine. Did you read the email? Now that he's got his equipment in his house, I know what's going to go on. Do you mind taping at midnight on Tuesday? I don't know what's going on. Something like that. I'm sorry. I stress out when I get that during the show. Okay.
You want me to answer him? I'll take care
Well, no,
of it.
I mean, don't answer the text. Just look at the email and tell me what he wants. I'm just dying of curiosity.
Oh, you know what? I got the text, too. Thank God. I thought I was out of the loop somehow. I thought I'd pissed him off.
I got it. Here we go.
And the other thing I wanted to just mention about Vegas briefly is, everyone was great and had so much fun with the listeners, particularly when we went over to the Golden Nugget after the show on Friday going into Saturday.
I kind of orchestrated
you
that.
You did, and it was a perfect call. And one of the greatest things for me this weekend is I hadn't seen my godfather, my Uncle Bruce, who had lived in Hawaii and now lives in Miami.
Yes.
And my father... Miami Bruce. And of all my father's brothers, I think he and my dad are probably the closest, the most similar.
How many brothers does your father have?
My dad is one of five.
Oh, wow.
Dave has passed away, and Uncle Tommy
is... Who was the brother that was there again?
Uncle Bruce.
Uncle Bruce was Cousin a Brucey. Sweetheart. A wonderful man.
And you
really
were so kind. So kind to him. I really appreciate that.
Well, I liked the guy. He was really, really... I'm not kind to people I don't want to be kind to. He was a really, really nice guy. Had an interesting story about living in Hawaii and all that cool stuff. I really liked the guy. He seemed like a genuinely decent sort. And I know you haven't seen him in a long time, and it was good for you to see him as well.
And my dad had great times with him, and my father said it was just... It was so fun to spend, because my dad stayed an extra day.
That much time with a brother he hasn't seen in some time.
A long, long time. And
can I say one thing about your dad? Yeah. And I mean this, and I hope he's listening right now. And this is important. HBS, I've given you a hard time, and I've also been paranoid about, you know, everybody around Rob, because I give Rob such a hard time. And it really meant an awful lot to me personally that you were out there and enjoying yourself so much. And it was really fun getting the whole crowd to sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, the murder show,
During the murder mystery show on Saturday night. And I'm glad you had a blast and Kathy had a blast. And I hope you're a regular at all of our little conventions that we have, because it was really fun having you out there. And I know you have a lot of fans within this group that supports the show. And it was just cool to see you there. And I'm glad you brought the relatives out, because you know what? I think you needed to have a little familial support. And I know how it felt with my sister being out there.
It's great.
It was really, really cool. And Oscar, to you, I would love, you know, for the next one or whenever we do, you know, to bring Jose or some of your other family members out there. So, you know, we can have a more, I think that just, that makes it better.
It would be nice.
So they care. I had a long talk with my dad yesterday.
Kathy finally cared, Oscar. I'm confident your family.
Well, you had to give her a segment to make her care.
I know. That's true. I know that. But she had no idea.
Spoke to my dad at length yesterday, and he was just pleased with the whole weekend from the beginning to the end. But the thing that was so cool for me is that Bruce knew what I did for a living. Mm-hmm. He knew that I was on the radio originally, and now I do a podcast. But he wasn't aware of the passionate fan base, the scope of the show, the quality of the show. He's a little older than my dad. He didn't know how to download a podcast. Does now. He's listening every day now. But so when he went to the theater on Friday night, he had no idea what to expect.
That's cool.
With both feet and get the full Mike O'Mara show experience. And he said, my dad said, he said no fewer than five times to my father, Bruce said, "This is the most fun I've ever had on a weekend in my entire life. Thank you, for including me."
My sister also had never seen our live show ever, and she'd never seen the response we get. And I think she must have said to my brother-in-law probably about the same time, five times, "What time is our flight Sunday?" Anyway, we have to take a break, and when we come back, we will have the news you may not need right here. Everything all right with freights and logistics, right?
Yeah, logistics.
All right, very good. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. Tell them not to text during the show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, courtesy, Chris. We're going at it tonight.
Hey, everybody, if you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off! Not a
dollar in my pocket. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by, it's in my hand right now.
Look at
it! Ooh, look at that!
I'm on my second one today. Because it was a late night last night, and I'm still replenishing the fluid that was sucked out of my body in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's right here, and it's the best. It's liquid IV, and I'm drinking the lemon lime. It's delicious. It's phenomenal. It's only 50 calories, and it hydrates you like two or three glasses of water, ladies and gentlemen.
I would not have made the Murder Mystery Show on Saturday night if not for this beautiful product.
Savior.
Now, yes.
Cold weather is here most of the country, and winter hydration more important than you know. That's why you need Liquid IV. It's an electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. It's phenomenal. It can provide the same hydration as drinking two to three bottles of water, and it tastes amazing. Proper hydration fights jet lag. Everybody can relate to this that was in Las Vegas. Prevents cold and flu, fights altitude sickness, aids digestion, and it's the best thing for the morning after the night before. Liquid IV delivers hydration faster and more efficiently. We love it. It's non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And Liquid IV donates one serving to people in need for every order placed. They are good folks.
Yes.
And it's one of those socially conscious companies we love dealing with on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They're wonderful.
Plus, Liquid IV contains five essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana.
Banana.
I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. Don't wait. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, to get hydrated and do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
News. Wow. That's big news.
Big news.
Big news. Big news.
Big news, Mr. Powers.
Despite all the hype over this year's midterm election, the takeaway is both good and unsatisfied.
Are you feeling unsatisfied?
Everyone's feeling unsatisfied. Both Democrats and Republicans are declaring victory, and they're both kind of right and kind of wrong. The much-talked-about blue wave happened, but only in the House races. Democrats not only took control of the House of Representatives, but they gained at least 24 seats. That's the big one they wanted. That's what they were looking for. Some of the races are still not settled. However, they weren't able to take the Senate, and they even lost some ground. There was a lot of talk about the superstars, the rock stars on the Democratic side, Beto O'Rourke, and you had Stacey Abrams, and you had Andrew Gillum, and you had people like that who didn't take their races, and they're saying for the Republicans that's a good thing. President Trump was not total kryptonite like some people thought. The Republicans did well in their Senate races, and they also won some close, important governor's races, particularly in Florida and Ohio, although in Florida, you know, it's still there. You know, it's a weird state, man, because they come down and they say, yeah, he is the apparent winner. That's now, as of this morning. He is the apparent winner, Ron DeSantis.
Just brief, with these rock star losses, the ones that surprised me the most, does that surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit, to be honest with you.
Because they were such media darlings. If nothing else, they had name recognition. That's what I thought would be.
It's interesting, and I'll tell you what you can predict. You can predict that you can't predict anything. That's exactly the way I look at it. You got to go out there. We set it for 6 months practically. Get out there and vote. A lot of people did. The turnout was fantastic, and it ought to be that way in every single election.
So
I think that's terrific.
For those of our listenership not in the know, the House now has veto power now in place for the Democrats.
It's not veto power. What it is they control the investigations, they control committee chairmanships, and they will provide oversight for this presidential administration. That's the big thing.
And
with the split control,
things will never happen. Things are going to be so slow now.
Yeah, which is just weird when you hear people like sounding excited about that.
I love that.
It is what it is. But it's good, I think, to have, you know, that's the way the system was designed. One party have control over one thing, and it's tough. It's just a weird world that we live in, and for somebody that's passionate about this, stay tuned. A lot more coming up, and who knows what's going to happen. But it was so divided because the Senate and the House, Senate good for the Republicans, House good for the Democrats. I'm not sure what the takeaways are yet, and people will be breaking it down for a while. And Chris Freitz and I are going to be breaking it down on Political Persuasions. Try to get the numbers up for that show, everybody. There's a little plug. Thank you very much. Someone who handles room service at a 5-star hotel. By the way, after Las Vegas, there's not an airline story or a hotel story that I am not grabbing this week because it applies to us. Somebody posted a list of things they wish guests would not do. Here are the top four. This is people that work at 5-star hotels that they don't want the guests to do.
All right, so
number one,
as a consumer, we should be aware of these and avoid them.
Number one is don't answer the door half naked. It's amazing how often it happens. Yeah, I would imagine that would be gross if you're working
there.
Well,
that's kind of my thing.
Your MO. Number two, don't ignore them in the hallway or while they're wheeling your food in. They like it when people make small talk and ask how their day is going. I do it every single time I'm in a hotel.
Sure.
Number three, don't order at the last second right before the kitchen closes. Or if you do, at least give them a decent tip. Most hotels let you order ahead of time, and they always appreciate it when you do. Number four, don't expect them to make anything you want. If your kid wants a grilled cheese or something simple that's not on the menu, they can probably handle that. Just don't ask for frog legs and a slice of carrot cake and expect them to make it happen magically.
Carrot cake.
I kind of get that. That's a little snarky.
Would you ever order off the menu for room service? I would never think to do that.
Never in a million years. One more bonus tip. Don't use the mini bar, they say. Obviously, you can if you want. That's what it's there for. But it's pricey, and the staff secretly hates having to restock it all the time, so they actually prefer it when you bring your own hooch in. So
you know
that's
that
it.
Twice I have opened a bottle of vodka from a minibar, and it's been refilled with water and put back by a previous person. Twice that's happened to me.
That's so bad.
And then you have to go through the whole dance of, hi, front desk, yes. I tried to have a $9 bottle of Tito's that turned out to be water, and I'd like to have it removed from my bill, please.
And then the receptionist says,
why don't you just stop drinking, Mr. Spiewak?
And I said, anyway, then the shaking begins.
Now that Sharknado, that saga, has finally ended, it's time to move on to Clownado.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
if you thought sharks in a tornado were terrifying, yeah, Clownado. This movie isn't actually about killer clowns flying around in high winds, murdering people. The evil clowns are from hell.
Oh, no. The worst kind of clowns.
Somehow a tornado is involved. It's not a goofy comedy either. The trailer hit the web yesterday, and it's insanely gory. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Isn't that exciting? Clownado!
Did they even look at my tape? I still have my overalls from New Orleans.
No, now that you're on the HBO, you could have auditioned for
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. Right.
The receptionist at our, or one of the receptionists at our hotel, I landed on Halloween night.
Yes.
And she said, excuse me if I step away from the desk while we're checking in. And I said, no problem. Is everything okay? She goes, if I see a clown, I have to look away. So she was so scared of clowns.
Jesus.
And she's
Christ.
In the middle of Las Vegas. It's Halloween. So, of course, there's going to be a scary it clowns running around.
Yes.
And one passes by. I'm like, ma'am, on your left, a clown.
Incoming.
And she looked away. She goes, am I clear? Am I clear? Am I clear?
Wow.
That's how terrified this poor woman just trying to do her job was of clowns.
That's terrible.
So Clownado is not something that's going to be in her viewing future.
I'm sure it's what ended Mark Riddell's marriage.
Thanks for my room key. Here's your therapist number right there. Ariana Grande, boy, she's in the news a lot. She has been named. Oh, stop! She has been named Billboard's Woman of the Year for 2018, joining previous winners that include Selena Gomez, Madonna, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift. She will be honored December 6th at the Billboard Women in Music Dinner. Billboard said, "Quote." Ariana Grande is a star on her own terms, never bending to any particular musical trend or path in the industry. Certain in her convictions, she consistently stands up for herself. On and on. She's got guts. She's making some of the best music of her career, and she's absolutely deserving of Woman of the Year. So
yeah,
she's
you
got
know
that.
What? Kesha, shut out again.
Okay, thank you. When you eat as much food as all of us eat, you're going to need lots of time to lie around digesting and moaning. According to a new study, the average American spends 213 hours a year in a food coma.
A food coma!
A food coma. That's 9 entire days. After we eat a super heavy meal with lots of meat and carbs, it takes an average of 1 hour and 22 minutes before we feel sharp and ready to work or really do anything. And we have about 2 or 3 of those meals every week. The most common foods that knock us out are, not necessarily in this order, burgers.
Yes.
Pizza. Mashed potatoes, burritos, fries, hot dogs, tacos, cheese, and potato chips. All pretty heavy.
And I'll do anything
food.
For food.
Thank you.
I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36
right.
pork chops,
yes.
24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
Are you ever full?
With 2 packages of cream cheese.
Are you
I'm
full,
never
though?
Full.
Never full.
I am never, ever full physically.
And you know
physically.
What? He also hates clowns.
And now a little something something. There's a guy named Brandon Hatfield. He's from St. Augustine, Florida, or St. Augustine.
Where is that?
St. Augustine. I really don't care anymore. My guy lost the election. And on Monday night, this guy named Brandon Hatfield broke into a zoo park and jumped into their crocodile pit while he was wearing Crocs. just like you'd expect, at least one of the 3'12" I'm sorry.
What? 3'12"? Like that sex doll.
Yeah, a little one lying around here somewhere.
Put it in a duffel bag, bring it into the park.
At least one of the 3 12-foot crocodiles.
And besides, 3'12" is just 4 feet.
How about 3'12"? That's not a 3'12" alligator or crocodile is not a bad size.
No, it's all right.
There are 3. They're all 12 feet.
Right.
Let me get it right. Well, one of the 3 attacked the guy before he got away. The next morning, the staff found shorts, blood, and yes, the Crocs he was wearing in the pit. And called the cops. Well, the cops already had Brandon in custody. They found him the night before wandering around a neighborhood nearby in just his boxers with blood on his leg and foot. They took him to the hospital, and when he gets out, they say he'll be charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and a probation violation.
Oh, so he's had action before.
Yeah, but he'll be able to vote. They think he might have broken into the park on a dare, and really, he's lucky to be alive. And of course, so are we. Absolutely. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Roll it.
Do it. Yeah. Oh, please.
5,000 subscribers. The Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube is now 5,000 strong. And it's all because of you. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Go to the Mike O'Mara Show channel now on YouTube, tap that bell, and you'll get alerts when a new show is posted. You can even watch it live, weekdays with the other P1s, and comment on the fun. On-demand comedy from the TMOS YouTube channel. 5,000 strong, marching towards 10,000.
God bless you all.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Here's a message from Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates are currently sitting at an 8-year high, and the chances of them going up again, 10 out of 10, people. Yeah.
Gonna happen.
You can bet on it. So don't wait until it's too late to refinance. To consolidate debt, shorten a loan term, remove your PMI, do a home improvement, or even get approved for a new purchase. The holidays will be here before you know it, and if you act now, you'll be able to skip your December payment. That's a stocking stuffer that anyone would love. Plus, as their gift to you, Cornerstone will pay for your appraisal until the end of 2018. That's a $525 value. Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply. So if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, do yourself a favor and deal with our good friends, Cornerstone First. They're good people. Call one of their licensed loan officers and let them discuss your specific situation and options. All credit types are considered, and they are Oscar Santana approved. Woo! They really are good folks. We love them. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 202-625-1221. Tell them. Tell Tater we said hello. He's the little dog. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, November 7, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
If Tater's unavailable, say hi to Joe. But Tater first, then Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Okay, very cool. Mike, you mentioned the fact that you were interested in stuff about hotels and airlines. I'm glad you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Delta Airlines is still a thing. I haven't flown Delta in a long time.
Okay.
But they have they're dealing with something of a public relations nightmare this morning when a guy was seated and realized that there was feces all around his seat. He inquired about it, he got three answers. First of all, they said it was a service dog. Then they said it was from a baby. Then they said the final answer was a senior citizen from the flight before him.
Oh God! I
gross.
I'm having a meltdown right now, and I'm not even on the plane.
Well, I just want you to know this. Before I play
attention,
tape.
They don't pay attention. Pay attention
before flight I play attendants. Before I play the tape of the gentleman who had to sit in the feces when
Jesus
he realized
Christ.
It. I just want you to know this. He was wearing loafers with no socks.
Oh God! Please.
My God.
Let's go to the tape. God. He sat in it before he realized it was there.
And it was all over me. I sat in it. It was on the seat. It was on the floor, the seat front. I was literally in it. I have no idea why I wasn't offered something from the biohazard kit to clean myself up with. Instead, I was handed two paper towels and one of those miniature bottles of Bombay Sapphire.
He was given two paper towels and a bottle of gin.
That field kit? What's going on?
And I don't know if that's to make him feel best. Shut up, Pony.
Look, they have to. They really. This has to be handled. This
right now
is horrible.
At time of taping, they have offered him 50,000 frequent flyer miles. That's where it stands.
Oh,
he is threatening legal action.
Kiss my ass, Delta.
Let's go.
He flies free for the rest
of his life.
Yeah. And you give him some cash. I'd sue the. Oh, my God.
Oh, let's go back to the tape. There's more.
Wow. Jen, to clean myself with. At the very beginning, she sighed. What's your problem? you know, I had to step back for a moment and say, all right, keep your composure. You do not want to be one of these people that you see on the news getting kicked off of a flight. Because really, it took every amount of patience that I had just keep my cool. Meanwhile, I'm covered in feces.
So that's where we're at with the state of air travel.
Unreal. Now listen, and
some, look, sorry, there, all of a sudden, 39th row, not so bad.
There is a protocol, and this is, look, this is what it is. We've just gotten done doing it, all right? Too many goddamn people that they are sardining onto these airlines with too little staff, and they look by the way, you know what? I've traveled my whole life. Seat, you know, the luggage under the seat in front of you, I never do it.
No.
It's right next to me, and nobody ever calls me because they don't look.
Right.
And then when you get off a plane, bring enough staff on to police the plane and clean it properly. They don't do it.
They don't.
And they're still making money, folks. Yeah. They're still making money. It's just that pisses me off.
He said
that
they really finished the flight by covering it with a blanket. So think about that the next time you ask for a blanket from the flight attendant.
Mm. Oh, my God. That's pretty horrible. I look forward to reading about that one in the future.
I think you're going to be hearing more about it. Oh, speaking of which, here's an interesting piece of trivia. Did you know that most toilets flush musically in the key of E flat?
Oh, I had no idea.
So if you were ever to do a song about toilets, think E flat, and you were there.
Oh. Well, there's information I'll take for the rest of my day.
Well, I thought it related to the previous story. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel did a funny thing last night. I love when they do this, when they take a question to the man on the street about something that didn't happen.
Okay.
Yesterday's man on the street looked like it might have been on Hollywood Boulevard or Vine Street somewhere in the middle of Los Angeles. They said, how do you feel about Kid Rock's victory in the Michigan election? Well, okay. Kid Rock did not run, and therefore he did not win. But this is what the people said.
The big news of the day that Kid Rock won a Michigan Senate seat in the special election.
Oh, yes. I did hear a little bit about it today in the morning. I didn't go too much into detail, but I did see it on my phone.
How do you feel about Kid Rock's campaign slogan, smell my fingers, no new taxes?
Why would I want to smell your fingers? That makes sense for me.
So what do you think he meant when he said in the speech last night, no fatties?
I feel like that could go one of two ways. One way being like referring to a girl in like a kind of good way, like, oh, hey girl, you got a fatty, like, or the other way meaning like a larger audience, which is not that good of a way.
He has a plan in the state of Michigan to increase tax revenue by legalizing and taxing crystal meth. How do you feel about that?
Crystal meth?
There is a commodity, and I'm sure of it right now.
Yeah.
And we are the number one exporter of it.
Yes.
And we do it everywhere. Our children do it. They start doing it, and it continues. We are the number one manufacturers of BS.
Oh, my God.
In the world.
Because we are.
No one does it better. It's our commodity now.
As a people, we're horrified to say, I don't know, or to remain quiet. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got in college when I was being taught to be a broadcaster properly, in a man on the street situation or an interview, don't talk. Because people fear silence. Hmm. And if you don't talk, they're forced to talk because they don't want that pause.
Why don't you do that here?
Because... You know, that's a good point. Let's take a moment and consider it.
Hold on. It's just today. It's the line. It's the perfect line.
And you know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
The reason I don't do that? Because I'm too busy setting you up. That's why.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Mike. Let's close with this.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard this name before. Her name is Mertis. Happy birthday to Mertis Jewel Painter, who turned 106 years old.
Mertis,
she's 106. She lives in Phoenix, and she celebrated her 106th birthday at her favorite restaurant, Taco Bell.
What's it like to be 106? I don't walk as good. Well, I think Taco Bell is a good place to come to. I really do.
And she celebrated that birthday, Mike, by shitting her brains out. That is your magic.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting it... Oh, okay. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, don't worry about it. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Silence.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a dingo.
Come on, Todd. Come on, man.
You owe me $20, Todd.